As a young girl, I reveled in the telling of fairy tales. I marveled at the beauty of the story and relished in the happy endings. Fairy tales provided hope, and if it was good, a worthy life lesson. But this is no ordinary fairy tale. You've heard of Pandora's Box? This is the story of Jinhua's Gobi. Once upon a time, 4,000 years ago, in the fertile but rugged mountains of the Yunnan province of southwestern China, there resided a minority group called the Bai. They controlled a strong regional empire. But this is no story about empires or wars or much of anything with a masculine undertone. If you were to take a stroll through the towns, you would see many content babies nestled in the confines of beautiful carriers attached to their mothers. These baby carriers, called gobies, are padded with a layer of horsehair and quilted felt, with ties crisscrossed in front and tied around the mother's waist to secure the baby. But there was one particular gobi that was unlike the rest. It had been handcrafted by an elder by the name Jinhua, which means golden flower. The Bai people believe that flowers are symbols of happiness and auspiciousness, and hope that girls are as pure and pretty as flowers, so many names are connected to them. After the tragic death of her daughter in childbirth, Jinhua dedicated years to finishing the gobi that she'd hoped her daughter would be able to enjoy. Out of those lonesome years came the most intricate gobi anyone had ever seen. The epaulette was made of black flannel with embroidered peony flowers in the center, and plum blossom and chrysanthemum on both sides, all surrounded by dancing butterflies and lotuses with green leaves. The vivid colors of the gobi were unlike any before it, drawing every eye automatically and becoming a visual representation of all that the Bai people held dear. It was rumored that the second the skin of a child touched the gobi, they were soothed into an instant slumber. But desire turned into an insatiable hunger. A loving community of a peaceful people became a greedy, selfish group of women who yearned to do whatever it took to one-up another. Jinhua looked at her people in devastation. She'd never meant to create such a weapon. She produced a disease, and it was poisoning those that she loved the most. So one day, Jinhua brought her gobi to the highest peak of the mountain, where the other women watched in desperation. To their horror, she removed a dagger from her apron and began to slice the gobi into pieces, ripping apart the silver studs, unraveling the pink petals of the embroidered peonies, slicing apart the wings of the butterflies. And when she was done, all was still. It was as if a curse had been lifted from the mountains. Women seemed to visibly leave a trance as guilt began to wash over the faces of those who knew they'd lost themselves in their yearning. From that day forward, every mother was responsible for making their own gobi, one that reflected their own family and its beauty. And the beauty of the Bai was restored.